This is how we all came into the world.
This is the Basics Guide to Women's Wrestling, your only source for women's wrestling commentary and recap strictly in the WWE because I'm too lazy to look up other matches on YouTube that I'm sure are there. I'm Liz, your semi-basic host, and I'm here with Joseph. And Worlds Collide has been the best surprise this week.
Yeah, it was really cool.
We'll get to it later. Let's just get through Raw and SmackDown because, well, even NXT, there wasn't a whole lot that happened this week.
No.
Well, on Raw, Alexa announced the Money in the Bank card from Raw's side. So she had her little moment of bliss. Was that at the beginning of the show?
Yeah, that was at the dudes, wasn't it?
Remember what you talked about. Yeah, she announced the men first, and then later on during the show, she brought out Natalia and announced that Dana Brooke would be competing in the match too.
Yeah.
And Naomi.
Yeah.
And
herself.
And Naomi was particularly upset about it. She was like, you get all these opportunities and this totally isn't happening with Charlotte over on SmackDown. So she challenged her to a match during the show. And we got like a little goofball match.
Because she didn't have her shoes on.
Alexa was trying to get out of the match by saying that she was in her regular clothes and she couldn't wrestle in her shoes. And during the match, she forgot how to tie them. And each time she like bent over to tie her shoes, like she I don't know, she wasn't doing anything. But it set it up for the end of the match where Naomi took them both off. And then, I don't know, I guess it threw her off her game. So that's why...
She lost.
She was able to be pinned.
I like that match, though. I mean, I didn't hate that match. The only thing is, like, the
silly way
that she's been wrestling recently, like, she's manhandling her opponents. Like, she did with Bayley and she did with Naomi in this match. It's like, come on.
You gotta make Alexa look strong.
Like, come on. You're, like, 10 pounds. 10 pounds soaking wet. Like, you gotta use your quickness to get around people. Like, watch Casey matches.
Well, and that's the thing with her, too. Yeah, she's not, like, she doesn't try to outsmart anybody because she's so small, which she could.
Yeah, like, that's the style that she should have.
She's as slow as Nia, who we haven't seen in a while, which is kind of nice.
Yeah. I can't say that I'm upset about it.
I forgot about her. Well, healing.
I've been satisfied.
Healing vibes to Nia. She's recovering in surgery, I'm sure. From surgery. And Becky Lynch came out later too. I didn't catch the whole promo. I just know that Lacey came out to talk with her.
Yeah, well, I think they just fought. Yeah, it was cool. They just like fought and then the security came and pushed them up and then they kept beating each other up and stuff. I liked that actually. It was pretty cool the way it went down. But I just want to say, because that's kind of going on its own before we move on, Alexa, I think, can do well in weak divisions. So I think
like
that might
Dana?
That might be what they did to the Raw women. And that's why Sasha's not back yet.
Because she's going to come in
letting
later.
Her do her little run right now. Because think about the last time she was champion. That division was weak.
Yeah.
Even Becky wasn't like Becky then. She was
still
Becky version
1.0.
Yeah. When they first switched over. Like, she was good then. That's when she built most of her fan base. And now it seems like they're trying to recreate that again with like all the big talent on SmackDown, which I think she's going to shine. It'll probably work again.
For Alexa, you mean?
Alexa. And that's why it's cool that Lacey's kind of got her own program going on with Becky that seems like removed from the rest of the women's division.
Do you think that means that Lacey is better than everybody else?
No,
that's not.
I think just for now, like her introduction to keep her, or like to set up another big heel or another big target in the division, even if she doesn't win, it can make her look strong and like another threat basically.
So basically, Becky, I don't know, was she calling out Lacey when she came out to do her promo?
If I'm thinking of the right one, I don't know if it was SmackDown or Raw, but Michael Cole threw a little shade on her and said she calls herself Becky Two Belts on her way out.
Michael Cole probably isn't even throwing shade. He's probably just like, this is so cool. She even gave herself her own nickname, guys.
Maybe. I don't know. but yeah, and then she came out and proceeded to cut a promo that was like, it seems like she's kind of trying to pivot now, where a lot of people were comparing her to Stone Cold before. I see her more as like Roddy Piper now, like the crazy champion. Mm. But it's funny because What's-Her-Face loved Roddy Piper. And Ronda's like, at least to me, Ronda's embraced him and like become him more than anybody that I can think of in recent memory. Like, a lot of people like her, but like, she's crazy. You don't know what she's going to do. That's kind of the role she's, that's the role she's playing. Like, not she's crazy like Nikki Cross crazy, but she's crazy like she'll come out and beat everyone up. Like, Becky versus the world. But that's what
Becky's been doing, I think, like, longer than Ronda started doing it.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not saying that Ronda ever tried to. I'm just saying it's funny that, like, Becky's embodied that more.
Anyway, Ronda's gone. So Lacey comes out, and this was the first time where her promo didn't go on forever because she takes too long to finish her sentences, because she finally said, I'm done talking. And they got into like their little ringside brawl.
Yeah, which is cool. It looked really cool.
Her hat flew off, and it just made me think again, somebody needs to steal her hats. It could be like a C storyline.
Nikki Cross could be stealing her hats. She has a nest of hats underneath the ring. She's on SmackDown.
Just saying. Use this for what it's worth. So that's pretty much it for Raw. There weren't a lot of matches, and there wasn't a lot of segments with them this time around. Because there's really not that many women to be featuring. Well, I'm sure that when Nia comes back, it'll all go back to normal. SmackDown, then we get what should have been the main event. No, I'm just kidding. Bayley and Becky Lynch. the first match of the night after the Kofi segment, which not related to the match, but did you notice when Xavier Woods was backstage in the medic's office or something, they had posters on the wall. It was like human anatomy.
They always do that. The spinal column. It's so lame. It's like they just went to like the closest education store and grabbed like whatever posters they could find.
Or they went to like an actual clinic. Like, can we borrow these real quick? We'll bring them back, I promise.
And then they just don't bring them back. They throw them out. They're like those idiot doctors.
I'm surprised they don't have like the labor law posters shown in the background. I was remembering that Bayley and Becky, they had made this big old deal about how they haven't fought one another, and they actually, well, like on the main roster they haven't, but their singles match back in NXT was 4 years ago nearly. So I went back and watched it.
Did you?
Yeah. And it was for the number one contender to challenge Sasha Banks for her NXT Women's Championship at TakeOver Brooklyn.
Was Charlotte already on the main roster at that point?
No, because they all came up together.
I thought they did.
She had already lost her title. No, they all came up at the same time. She had already lost her title. Except for Bayley. And this was basically the match to set up Bayley versus Sasha at TakeOver Brooklyn, which is one of the best matches of all time. Go look it up.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah. So this was a pretty cool match because, I don't know, it's just so like interesting watching, because I watched the match from NXT as soon as I finished watching the match again on SmackDown's show on Tuesday. And the first thing that was kind of funny was how not well put together the commentary team was. You know, they were still getting their footing, and Corey Graves was there and he was totally talking up Sasha. He was like saying how cool she was, like, oh yeah, we got to respect the boss, like stand up for the boss, Byron. And it was so weird, like, who is that guy? So he was like totally praising Sasha when she came out to join them at the table.
Yeah, that was before she turned on her best friend. Now Corey Graves will.
This was when this is when Sasha was like going on a rampage against Bayley too. That's when they're like all turning on Bayley. So I didn't watch, like, I didn't follow the storyline, but yeah, I went back and watched it. And it was just so funny seeing the difference, or like how far they've actually come, and this includes Corey Graves. But it was so funny because Bayley, you could tell the difference. Now, anybody who's saying that Bayley hasn't, you know, developed or progressed is just, they don't know anything. She came out more like happy, like she's still happy-go-lucky, but in this one she was like more, I don't know, like tee-hee, kind of cute Bayley. And like now the last few times that she's come out on SmackDown, she seems a lot more like, not a, well, yeah, aggressive, but like more hungry, I guess. Serious? Not serious even, because she's still smiling when she's coming down the ring, but she's more like, it seems like more focus is in her. And Becky, her outfit from, like, she, I've talked about how I really like her black and yellow outfit.
Yeah, that was the one that you loved.
I love it. And it's so funny to see how long it took for her to get to that point, because in this match she's wearing these ruffle satin shorts with like this weird bandeau top with like mini capes on the back of it. It's like a bad,
oh, on the NXT match.
The NXT match is like a bad Project Runway challenge. Yeah, it, or
so the steampunk stuff was an upgrade.
No, this was her steampunk stuff. It was weird. It was just weird. And then it just like made me happy to see how far she's come. Her fashion journey has come.
Sasha's husband started designing her stuff too.
I don't know who does, but it's so much better now than 4 years ago. But I mean, it's not even 4 years ago. You can look at Becky's gear from like 5 months ago and it was still pretty questionable. But
yeah, even at Evolution it was that like weird, yeah, whatever. Anyway,
well, the cool thing is like Becky and Bayley aren't necessarily high flyers. Like they're really good technical wrestlers. They grapple more, and that was what you saw in the NXT match and what you saw in SmackDown too, except they actually do climb to the top rope for a couple of their spots, but in NXT they didn't. But they're still like super, I don't know, they have like good chemistry with each other, but like they're pretty aggressive with one another. But yeah, this match on SmackDown was really good, I feel like.
Yeah, I liked it. That was a good match.
Oh, on NXT though? Well, yeah, we already knew Bayley won. But it was in the match where Becky tried to, she still had her disarmer submission hold. And what happened is Bayley reversed it and was able to get the pin on her. So on SmackDown, when she got her into the hold, she tapped out kind of fast. I don't know. It wasn't that quickly that she tapped out, but it's still kind of quick compared to the NXT match. She was able to hold. She was able to stay in that hold longer and make it to the ropes. So I'm not buying this win.
I think they're still jobbing Bayley.
No, but
she's older now. She can't pass out in submission holds like she used to, like when Asuka made her pass out.
Yeah, this is just her arm. Almost like she's gonna let Becky break it.
Yeah.
But it was a good match. Bayley would have had it if she got that elbow on Becky, but Becky got her knees up.
Yeah, it was good. I really enjoyed it. I only saw it once in real time, so I'll probably watch it again at some point. But
yeah, I mean, it was, watch it again and then compare it to the NXT match, and like just watch them back to back, and it's pretty cool seeing them, and it's really fun seeing Corey Graves and Sasha. But I looked it up, August 12th, 2015 episode of NXT. And then Charlotte came out just to remind everybody, hey, I'm still awesome. Here
I'm the best one.
I'm still here, guys.
I'm the best one on the roster. Everybody remember that.
She came in attacked Becky and Bailey.
Jacked up both of them.
So, well, I'm curious to see the fallout of that for next week, because there's not too much that's really going to happen, I feel, or that too much that's been set up other than, well, Charlotte doing this. And, I mean, we didn't really get a women's match on Raw other than Naomi and Alexa. Oh, wait, no, I do follow the girls on Twitter. And Alexa and Dana are kind of going back and forth with one another, so we might see them.
Cool. Especially one of them gets a belt. Dana's never going to get a belt, is she?
No.
She deserves a belt. People need to start cheering for her the way they did for Becky.
They're behind Dana, I feel like. We'll see. Well, who knows? Maybe she'll be out next week. Asuka and Kairi Sane, do they have a tag team name?
I don't think so.
So anyway, they come out with Paige, who looks super out of place in her black leather outfit. She needs to get in on the coat theme.
Yeah, they need to get her one at some point. But I still think they should have brought Io up with Kairi. It just looks so forced and weird, especially the way it was like switching back and forth between the music.
That was really annoying.
If it had started with Kairi's or Asuka's and then went the, like, if it starts with one and then goes the way the bar does it, I think it'd be cool.
Yeah.
But they just don't make it work. Like, it seems so forced.
Well, and maybe what they could also incorporate too in just like their promos, WWE Japan put out a promo video of both of them backstage, and it's just strictly in Japanese.
Oh, cool.
It looks like if you just had subtitles on there, you could just put that on TV. But I always thought it was really cool when Asuka would go on her, she was in NXT when she did this. She wouldn't speak in English. She would just, you know, start going off on her opponent in Japanese. And she looked like a crazy person too, because you don't know what she was saying. They
did that with Miz too during the first
mixed match challenge. So they should think about doing that again for the both of them.
Yeah,
or at least have Paige just constantly going on and on about them, because right now she's just like kind of trailing behind him.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, they fought against jobbers.
Yeah, that was lame, because they could do more with them, and they have like a roster right now, especially like they have Mandy in them, and I know they came out, didn't they?
Yeah, they came out in a backstage segment.
No, I thought they came out after that match.
No, the Iconics came out to commentate during the match. What happened with Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville was they were backstage to talk about who was going to get the last spot in the Money in the Bank.
Oh, that's right. That was their spot.
Yeah. Okay. And so Mandy was like, oh, Sonya, you're so much better. You should be in it. And Sonya was like, if you're trying to like butter me up so that way I say that you get to be in the match, like you don't need to because you should be in it.
Yeah. And then Mandy's going to be in it.
Oh, this is a part of the podcast where I just want to make a plea to Corey Graves to stop being creepy about Mandy Rose.
Yeah.
Because we have seen street harassers yelling things at Mandy Rose because they think it's okay. So, Corey Graves, please stop it.
I mean, even beyond that, it's just creepy. Like, at first it's okay, but then he always just takes it too far. And then for the rest of the time she's out, it's just like, okay, yeah, no more.
See, it worked with Eva Marie. I don't know. For those of you who are familiar with the ghost of Eva Marie.
Because she was out and backstage within like 5 minutes each time.
Well, yeah. Yeah. But also, that was her character. Like, because she couldn't wrestle.
Yeah.
She only could rely on her looks. And Mandy isn't like that. Like, she's serious. She can lift people over her head.
Yeah. I think they need to like at least back off of that whole angle.
I think Mandy Rose is going to win the contract.
You think so?
I think so. After that segment, I have a feeling she's going to win it. Who knows?
From SmackDown? Ember Moon, isn't it?
Okay, so the women's card is Bayley, Ember Moon, Mandy Rose, Carmella.
I think it's going to be Bayley.
I think it's going to be Mandy.
I hope it's not Mandy over Bailey, but whatever. It'd be interesting for sure.
No, what'll end up happening is they're going to add Bailey to the Charlotte and Becky match at Money in the Bank, and they just got to replace
her.
But I don't know. I'm not holding out any hope for Bailey winning anything big. So I'm going to say it's Mandy that's going to take the contract.
Well, with like this push she's been getting, that's why I would think like she could win it. And then they could just kind of sidetrack her for a little while, or sidestep her for a little while. And she has that briefcase and she can just hold it for a bit.
She should hold it. She should hold it as long as Carmella did.
For almost a year.
Yeah. Carmella beat Charlotte.
Yeah.
So I think that was it for the women on SmackDown. NXT UK was, between the two NXT brands, UK was the only one that had a match. And that was Piper Niven versus Reyna Gonzalez.
I actually really liked that match.
That was fun. Yeah. It was good. And it's cool because Reyna is bigger. Like she's kind of, I wouldn't say she's like China, but no, you know what? She's like a Beth Phoenix.
Yeah.
She's like got that build and she's really like, not scary, but
intimidating.
Yeah. She's intimidating. She's powerful. And
that Texas is represented in the UK.
Yeah. Isn't she from like San Antonio?
Yeah, I think so.
So that's cool. Yeah. That was a really good match, but Piper won.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm totally on the Piper train. I am having so much fun watching her. She's so cool.
I wasn't a big fan during the Mae Young Classic, but ever since she's come back, everything about her is awesome.
She's got like this cool factor to her too. Yeah. And she's really like portraying, and I love it.
Yeah. I mean, even when she's like being like cute, like when she first comes out, she does her little like flashy thing, like it's awesome, and then she's just, all right, I'm gonna kick everyone's ass now.
She looks like she's having fun, like destroying everyone too.
Yeah, she needs a better finish though.
What is her finish? A powerbomb?
I don't even know what it's really called. It's a driver where she like drops them in between her legs. Like it's just a regular, I know it has a name, but I don't remember off the top of my head. But I was actually thinking during that match, it'd be cool if they were NXT UK's tag team.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think they'll do it because they're like, it's kind of irrelevant, but like they would be a cool team to watch in tag team matches.
Yeah, I like that.
They would be really fun.
Well, I'm actually just ready for Piper to just even be on the main roster.
Yeah.
Because
it's so cool to see someone like pull it off.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how to say that any better.
To see, like, the monster woman that they want to have.
Yeah.
And and that's the thing, too. It's like, she's not even, like, this scary, like, she's not like that either.
But, no, I think it's also because, like, the moves that she's doing, like her cross body splashes and then like her like jumps and stuff like that, like she is fully bought in where like other people aren't.
Well, she's kind of like even like Braun Strowman and what are they? They're not War Raiders anymore. They're the War Raider, Viking Raiders. Viking
experience.
Well, the way that they are still like super athletic and aren't just trying to spear everyone into a corner. She's actually like doing moves off the ropes, even if it's just off the bottom rope. She's still doing like cool stuff in the ring. Mm-hmm. And it lands super hard because of her size.
Yeah. Yeah, that was probably, I like that match way more than I like intent. Like a couple minutes into it, I was like, oh, okay. I was doing something else, I think. I was like, no, I need to pay attention to this now.
So NXT was just a regular NXT. Regular. US NXT. Whatever.
Just NXT.
Performance Center NXT. Shayna was backstage with her tethered friends, and Kathy Kelly came over to ask, Shayna, like, do you feel bad about what you were doing to Kairi Sane? And Shayna pretty much just, like, got mad at her for even, like, suggesting that she'd feel bad.
I don't have feelings.
Knocked the microphone out of Kathy's hands.
And then she slapped her rented microphone out of her hands.
Dang it.
She left a deposit for that microphone, Shayna.
No, Kathy Kelly doesn't get upset. She's just like, oh, man. Not again.
She still left a deposit for that microphone. She's not going to get that back
now. She didn't get a deposit. She borrowed it from the production crew. She's like, oh, they're not going to lend me stuff anymore.
It's going to come out of her paycheck now.
See, Shayna's ruining Kathy Kelly's life now. Hi, Shayna. The only man that I want to talk about on this on the show is Velveteen Dream. So it's pretty cool. Like, it's a good thing I'll only talk about him because he had one of the best segment promos I've ever seen. It was so funny. Okay, so just real quick. Okay, I'm going to say this right. Dominic
Dijakovic.
It's Dijakovic?
Dijakovic.
I thought it was... okay, whatever. Dominic Dijakovic.
You said it like a million times. Gosh. On NXT.
I can't... Well, anyway, so he won his match. He beat some guy named Mansoor. Was it Mansoor?
Yeah.
It was one letter off of Monsoon. I think that's why I remembered it. I didn't pay attention to the match, but Velveteen came out on his velvet couch pushed by his two lady handmaids. I don't know what you would call them.
I wish it didn't have wheels.
It'd be perfect if it didn't have wheels as they're like scooting him out there.
Just screeching across the floor.
Because they like moved it slow. Because it's yeah. Like, don't make noise. Because I'm sure those girls are like lifting weights back there too. So it should be easy. But just hearing the screeching against the floor would just be awesome. So yeah, basically he came out, told Dominic I don't know if he wanted to tell him something, but he said it would be better with music. I think that's how he phrased it.
Uh-huh.
And he changed our national anthem to the Dream's national anthem. I don't know if it's online, but I suggest watching that because it's was amazing.
It was great.
And they had the lyrics on the screen, so the entire crowd was singing along to it too. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
And I don't want him to move up yet because there's no room for him.
They're going to waste him if he moves up.
All right. So that was NXT, really. It was just like three men's matches and the Shayna segment. Oh, wait. No, I lied. We saw Mia Yim and Bianca Belair backstage, or not backstage, but at the Performance Center. They got into a little spat. We don't know what they're saying to one another, but. Bianca was like, are you recording this seriously? And then she just left. So that's probably a setup for their feud.
It should have ended with Bianca overhead pressing her. Every video should end with Bianca overhead pressing whoever she's talking to at the end of it.
She can't get into that by just arguing with somebody.
That would be hilarious. She's just like, no, look, I'm going to win this argument. And then she does like 10 overhead presses of that person. And then she's like, I win, and walks away. That's how she remains undefeated.
Well, okay, let's talk about Worlds Collide.
Clash of Planets was awesome.
They had two Battle Royal matches, and the first one was the women's. And we didn't even realize what was happening. We just saw a bunch of the women coming out.
Yeah, that took forever. They introduced everybody. Everybody got their music.
Okay, I don't know how to say her first name, but is it Tanara Conti? She's the
Brazilian girl.
The Brazilian girl with the black belts. She came out first. So I have a list of everybody that came out because watching it, I was like, all right, how many girls are going to come? There's a lot of people. Okay. So my girl, Casey Catanzaro, was out. This other girl named Diana Perazzo.
Is that
she
Castlevania?
She had this long leather jacket.
Yeah, Castlevania.
That maybe Paige can borrow.
No, it's with, Castlevania. Yeah. Because she's got that cool jacket like the dude from Castlevania. And then she's got like...
But it's a long coat is what I'm saying.
Yeah. And, she's
and
got
it's leather.
The music that goes with it. I don't know. Paige needs another one with fur. Anyway.
Io Shirai. The Tethereds came out to Shayna's music. Jessie. There's a girl named Jessie. She wears a bikini top and sunglasses and has her hair in a side ponytail, I think.
I don't remember her at all in that match. I don't really even remember the intros that much because I think there was, after like the fourth or fifth one, I was like, all right, I need to walk away and do dishes or something before this is over.
It was definitely a pageant of women coming out.
I came back when they were done, I think. I think I stopped in the middle of it.
Lacey Lane, she's the one with the long blonde dreadlocks and she wears like a Mortal Kombat mask.
Oh, New Ember.
New Ember. She's older than Ember, I'm sure.
Yeah, but she's newer than Ember.
Yeah, I guess so. And she definitely seems more mystical.
Alternate Ember. She's like whenever you switch outfits in a video game.
Ember Moon doesn't have dreadlocks.
That's what I'm saying. She's alternate Ember. Or like when you have Scorpion with like one look and then you switch it over and he's got a completely different look with like the skeleton head. That's what it is.
Ember does wear a mask and a hood. See? When she comes out. And I was like, you can't just compare them because they're both little.
No, they're alternate. She's her alternate. Anyway.
Anyway. Xia Li. That's how they pronounced her name, not Zia.
Xia Li, the kicking girl.
Yeah, she comes out with the fans and does cool fan work and also does fan kicks during her matches. okay, and I don't think I'm going to say this right, but Kavita Devi, she's the Indian chick.
Okay.
Then there's Kaylee Ray, who we just discovered last week.
She's the witch from Game of Thrones?
She has red hair. Then there's Mia Yim.
Well, they just wrote her off for Game of Thrones. So she's got time for NXT.
The same lady. And then Piper Niven, Reina Gonzalez, and then Vanessa Bourne and Aaliyah both came out together.
Okay, I had already come back at this point, though. Okay. Because I saw Reina and Piper's entrance.
And UK champ Toni Storm.
She was the last one?
Surprisingly, yeah. I was surprised to see her out there. Oh, duh, Bianca Belair was first one out. Yeah, she was already out when the match started. I thought it was going to just be her versus someone else, and then more women just kept popping out.
They just kept coming like a clown car.
Yeah. So I don't remember the other women's battle royals, but I feel like it's true battle royal fashion to do dumb off top rope moves. You know, like when the whole point of the match is to eliminate your opponents by throwing them over the top rope.
It's a wrestling showcase. That's what battle royals are.
I think Lacey Lane was the first one to get eliminated in that way because she tried to do like that Undertaker move where she walks on the top rope.
She just got pushed off.
Yeah, she got one of the tethered and then the other tethered pushed her over.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember that one then. That was a big one. Did you hear Reina say quítate?
Did she?
She was swiping at, was it Tonya? Tanya? Tanari?
Tanara? Well, Conti.
Yeah, Conti. She was like, because when she got over the ropes and they were trying to get her out. Remember when we were talking about Sarah Logan not eliminating
Kyrie,
believably? Like she just walked away from her. Those mean girls, Evil Carmella and her friend.
Vanessa Bourne and Aaliyah.
They were like trying to get her for so long. See, that's what you need to do to believably get rid of somebody. Mm-hmm. But then Reina went over there and she was swiping at her. She's like, ah, keep that thing. It was awesome.
I didn't catch that. Oh, amazing. I wish I did. I wonder if that's the same word in Spanish for Brazilians and Mexicans.
Because a lot of them are.
She's like, yeah, you'll understand this. Io Shirai was one that kept going over, but she'd sneak back in.
Yeah.
They had a hard time getting rid of her, so I figured she was gonna win it. I'm trying to think of who else. Oh, Casey was the other genius who thought, let me do a high bar apparatus on the top rope here.
She has to.
But I mean, like, the move is cool, but like, don't do it during a battle royal. She does this cool thing where if you watch gymnastics, there's the bars and you are doing a handstand on them and do a rotation. She does that to get these ladies in position for like a hurricanrana or something. And she tried to do it to Reina and it didn't work out for her.
Yeah, that's the wrong person to do it to. She's so big.
Well, Reina and Casey actually fought one another at the Mae Young Classic and Casey eliminated her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, from the tournament.
Right. I remember. Wasn't she like running around with her after a while?
And, you know, Reina showed her respect to Casey at the end of that match by lifting her on her shoulders when Casey thought she was about to get beaten up by her at the end. I was surprised to not see Rhea Ripley in the match.
Yeah, she would have been cool in it. But I guess they got to keep her away from Piper longer.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, she would have been more important than, like, I don't know, one of the other names that you said. Like, that bikini girl, I never even remember seeing her in
Jessie.
That match. So, like, she probably would have been more important there. But, yeah, I think it's cool to just have Tony and Piper there. From NXT UK. Oh no, and the
you know Tony. The Evil Witch. Tony wasn't really featured that much in this match. I just remember Reyna Gonzalez got a lot of spots in, and that and was
I saw
like
this before that NXT UK match. So I think that was why I like halfway through that other match I was super hyped in because I remember her being so cool in the Battle Royal.
Yeah, so maybe we'll be seeing her more. And then Piper had a really good spot with the Mean Girls of NXT. I'm telling you, geniuses in this match. Vanessa Bourne and Aaliyah decide, let's both beat up on Piper. Like, let's get her out. And what was it? I think they were slapping her. And Piper, like, I don't know if she laughed at them, or at least she should have laughed at them as they were slapping her.
She just started slapping them back.
Or she shoved them. She shoved them off of her. But they eliminated her. They were able to get her over the rope. And then
it was cool when she ran through one of them to get to the rope. She like knocked her with her shoulder and then kept running after that.
Yeah, but they eliminated her and she was upset about it after the match and chased him out.
Yeah, well, because then they got eliminated by someone right after that.
They got eliminated by, Toni Storm and I think Reyna. Because they both got on the ropes to like celebrate. They're like, we did it. We got Piper out.
And no, it was Io, because then Reyna and Bianca picked him up and did those body slams.
Yeah, into each other.
Because that was cool.
Yeah.
I remember that spot.
And then Bianca thought it was a good idea to team up with backstabber Reyna Gonzalez to go up against Toni Storm.
Immediately regretted that decision.
She even pulled her by her braid and whatnot. I don't know how Shayna's friends got eliminated. But they were gone because the final four.
I think Bianca got rid of them.
Yeah, I think she did too. Or she just threw them over. Well, anyway. The final four were Bianca,
Io,
Reyna. Toni, and Reyna. Yeah. Yeah. And Bianca got Toni Storm out.
Yeah. And then they did that. They've been doing way too many apron spots in Battle Royals recently. Like, I remember seeing it with Asuka and
Nikki Bella
during the first Royal Rumble match, and it was cool. Or during the first Women's Royal Rumble match, and it was cool. And I think they've done it, like, on every single one since then, done an apron spot. This one had two of them.
Yeah, it had one in the middle of the match.
It makes it, like, less special when they do it, I think, when they do it that often.
Well, I'm trying to remember who it was then. Well, that's how it was. Was it Io and Bianca that were doing it at the end then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because then Io and Reyna did one too. And then I think Io
Really? Getting her. Dang. Yeah. I just know that I thought Io was gonna get Bianca out. I thought she was gonna hit her with her moonsault and be able to get her over, but I don't know how it happened. I just know that Bianca caught Io.
Yeah, she like sidestepped her.
Oh, okay. And then she pressed her over her head.
Her straight to the grip. That's one of, it's not going to be that easier than it was just that. She just dropped her.
I really, I thought Io was going to get out of that. Because that's one of my favorite moves that Bianca does is she overhead presses these ladies and then just drops them on the floor.
Yeah.
And she did that too. Io over the top rope and won
she
match.
She fell back and laughed. It was so great. Yeah. Bianca's amazing.
Oh, yeah. She's my favorite. I'll be sad when she goes up against Bayley.
Yeah. Conti really caught my attention a lot in the wide shots.
Mm-hmm.
Like when she was like, she's sold a lot of stuff basically.
Oh, okay.
I think she's going to make like a good like cowardly heel. And if they can start to feature her more.
She's been on NXT more than a few times and like there's nothing that comes from her.
If she can like dig into that more instead of like, I don't know what she's really.
We don't know what she does.
Before, but
yeah.
Like, if she can do that, like more what she did there in that, I think she'll be better. Well, and Reyna also caught my attention a lot.
Oh, Reyna! Awesome. Reyna just like kind of stole the show there. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was cool. I didn't watch the men's battle royal.
I didn't either. After like halfway through their intros, I was like, I don't care about most of these.
I started watching and then I wanted to watch the women's one again. They, you know what, the women do so well during their battle royals and like just their multiple body matches when there's like eight women tag teams and like they, I don't know, they're just very aware of how everything's gonna look. So it always just looks way cooler in the matches. Yeah, so that was Worlds Collide.
Yeah.
That probably was what got me more excited this week for the wrestling, because there wasn't that much on the main shows. Yeah.
Match of the week. Uh-huh. Like, I don't think it was the best. It was definitely Bayley and Becky, but
right, yeah, obviously
it was probably the most fun and like the most I was engaged.
Yeah.
Watching.
We watched Miz and Mrs.
Yeah.
It's definitely a good reality show if you haven't, it's, you know, if you missed Temptation Island.
It's a sitcom. It's not a reality
show. It's not a reality show. Doesn't matter. They're still funny.
Yeah. I mean, I like it. Don't get me wrong. Like, I'm enjoying it, but the more I'm watching it, I was like, this is Full House. This is Full House with, like, office cameras. This isn't.
Well, this episode was more like Three Men and a Baby.
Yeah.
The sitcom episode. Because, I mean, you got to bring in old players like Dolph Ziggler, which I didn't mind. Like, he's always funny when he comes. Like, he's so, I don't know if he's funny, but, like, he's so Dolph. And then we get Ryan Cabrera from back in the days when he was dating Ashley Simpson. Yeah. I don't know what he sings.
I remember him saying Ryan Cabrera, Ryan, but I don't remember. I was like, oh, he must be, like, a production assistant or something. That's funny.
No. I don't know. Ryan Cabrera had that hair.
He hangs out with Ryan Cabrera. I wonder if they're friends from the old MTV days.
No, I don't know. Whatever, I think
like a celebrity challenge.
I think wasn't Ryan Cabrera dating Avril Lavigne?
I have no
idea. I know they're friends with her.
Who, Miz and
Miz and Maurice?
Is Maurice French Canadian?
Yes.
Do they know Avril Lavigne from French Canadian?
I don't know.
Huh.
I don't know too much about Avril Lavigne's background.
Anyway,
yeah. So, I guess the plot of this episode was that. They are, I don't know, getting to play with this refrigerator that has a chain on it, and the chain unlocks when some football team wins. But Miz had to watch the baby the next day, so he was super hungover. So this could have been Three Men and a Baby sequel remake.
Yeah, except there's a wife. She's just gone.
The wife was around in the second movie. Oh, okay. Or the mom was around in the second movie. Okay. Not as good of a movie, but still pretty decent. Three Men and a Little Lady.
That baby is super cute.
Monroe.
Like, other than your baby, I don't really think a lot of babies are cute, but that one, when Miz was playing that drum at the end, and she was like trying, Maurice was trying to like pretend that it was annoying her or whatever, she's just sitting there with a big smile on her face like, oh, what do you know, this is my life. It's like they could have zoomed in on her, then that would be the end of the sitcom show.
She does have a very sitcom-y face too, like, yeah, yeah, she is Michelle Tanner.
Go back and watch the end of that episode. Yeah, she's just got this like goofy like oh, it's a life kind of face on her. She's the star of the show.
She's so fun. I really like the way they cradle her, like as if she, their arm is a chair and she's just like chill. Like, she looks like she's sitting in a love sack.
That's funny.
Yeah, so that's pretty much it this week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not too much, but it had like sweet spots for sure.
They're really getting mileage out of that Clash of Planets event.
Worlds Collide. Okay, so
this third week in a row that they've had a
here. Okay, so Worlds Collide. Basically, at the pay-per-view events, they have this fan access event where you get to go to this convention center, pay your money, and then stand in line to take pictures with some of the wrestlers and get autographs. But off to the side, they have a ring inside the convention center where they put on exhibition matches.
Well, this year's the first year they're doing it, though, right?
I think so. They started it at Royal Rumble, and they recorded the matches and put together friggin' Worlds Collide. The first one, there was just a special from Royal Rumble. From this WrestleMania, they've already got 5 shows out of it.
5 shows?
I'm pretty sure it's 5, but I just know that the women weren't on the first two, because I kind of skimmed through those.
Oh. So maybe I didn't even watch one of them, because I know there was the dudes one, the women's one, and then this Battle Royals one.
Yeah, I don't know what the first one was.
But it's another way to feature your roster more, considering a lot of them are getting buried, so that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
because they don't film house shows.
Oh yeah, that was the other thing too with the women's battle royal match. There weren't any main roster girls at this match. It was like strictly Mae Young Classic participants and then NXT and NXT UK.
Yeah, that's why I like it was a showcase for them. It was cool.
So, yeah. I don't know if there's any predictions. Will Lacey's hats get stolen? Probably not.
No. Oh. I'm developing a conspiracy theory that revolves around Pat Patterson being the reason for Becky Lynch's success.
Who is that?
The guy who allowed her to enter in the Royal Rumble, but despite all the rules.
Lana couldn't compete.
Anyway, there was that incident. She wouldn't have even been in the main event of WrestleMania if she couldn't have won that match, where she shouldn't have been allowed to compete in WrestleMania. Pat Patterson didn't have an ear piece to production telling her that they could take that spot. That was a bad call to make. There's a second incident now on Monday when they were trying to pull all of them aside. Pat Patterson's pulling Becky and then he just lets her go so that she can run up and jump on Lacey.
Yeah. Evans, yeah.
So she can run up and jump on Lacey and then get the jump on her. And then that was when Becky had the advantage after that. So Pat Patterson, I'm keeping an eye on him anytime Becky's around because it's a little fishy whenever he's around. She's a corporate stooge, I'm telling you guys. WWE Universe is getting super behind her, but she's a corporate champion. She's just making them a lot of money. Just wait.
I need to look up who Pat Patterson is so I recognize him in future episodes.
I think it's Pat Patterson.
All right, then. I don't know. There's no... Yeah, I guess we'll just get to see what happens next week with Charlotte.
It's not out. Pat Patterson. I believe it might be Fit Finley.
Either way, I need to look up that guy because I have no idea who that is. Is Road Dogg still a producer?
Yeah.
Okay, I know who Road Dogg is.
Yeah, Billy.
He's gone. Billy Gunn's gone.
Billy Gunn is with AEW now. It is Fit Finley, I believe.
Fit Finley. Don't know who that is.
Pat Patterson might be from like the 90s. And I don't even know if he's with the company anymore.
When you say Pat Patterson, I was thinking Pat Sajak from Wheel of Fortune.
You know Pat Patterson. He used to roll out with Vince all the time. This is Pat Patterson.
It's not Pat Patterson. Oh, he would get beat up a lot, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, I remember that guy. He does not look like Pat Sajak of Wheel of Fortune.
Nope, it's totally Fit Finley. Fit Finley is the reason for Becky's success is the way they could retcon shit book Becky's timeline.
All right, well, get your bulletin board ready and your string. You might want to follow this for the next few months. Okay, then. Well, that's it. We'll talk to you later. Go watch women's wrestling. Go find Worlds Collide. Go find the NXT match between Becky and Bayley because that happened and Bayley totally beat Becky. So if anybody tries to tell you that this is the first singles match they had and Becky was victorious, they're lying. Same way they lied about the first Iron Woman match. Those are some conspiracies.